אנחנו קוראים בכתבי בעל הסולם, עמוד 100.
The writings of בעל הסולם. Page 404, forward to the book of Zohar, item 34. Let it not surprise you that you find such a conduct in our corporeal perception too. Take our sense of sight, for example. We see a wide world before us, wondrously filled. But in fact, we see all that only in our own interior. In other words, there is a sort of a photographic machine in our hind brain which portrays everything that appears to us and nothing outside of us. He has made for us there in our brain a kind of a polished mirror that inverts everything seen there, so we will see it outside our brain in front of our faces. Yet, what we see outside of us is not a real thing. Nevertheless, we should be so grateful to His providence for having created that polished mirror in our brains, enabling us to see and perceive everything outside of us, for by this He has given us the power to perceive everything with clear knowledge and attainment, and measure everything from within and from without. Without it, we would lose most of our perception. The same is true with a godly will, concerning godly perceptions. Even though all these changes unfold in the interior of the receiving souls, they nevertheless see it all in the giver himself, since only in this manner are they rewarded with all the perceptions and all the pleasantness in the thought of creation. You can also deduce this from the above parable. Even though we see everything as being in front of us, every reasonable person knows for certain that all that we see is only in our own brains. So are the souls. Although they see all the images in the giver, they have no doubt that all those are only in their own interior and not at all in the giver.
ודוק בדברים כי אין בכוחי להרחיבם יותר.
ברור שאלות.
Clear questions?
כן, ולד.
Yes, ולד?
אז יוצא ש... Adam roe.
So it turns out that a person sees everything inside of him in his brain.
Yes.
For example, the lung has its place in the brain and the ear, the hearing has its place in the brain, but it turns out that all the people in the world see the same thing. They have something in common, although everyone sees in his own brain. How does it happen?
We're all connected together. And that also is not correct exactly, because we certainly belong to one body. Only that in the will to receive, which is imaginary, the egoistic one that exists, we are differentiated from one another.
What does that mean? That we see the same thing because we're connected?
Each according to his discernments. According to the will to receive that operates in him. But actually, we are all inside the upper light, and we receive from it what is revealed.
So he says, with godly perceptions, although all those changes happen in the interior of the receiving souls, we receive everything in the giver himself. What does that mean? What does it mean in the giver himself?
It seems to us that this is what's happening in him and not in us. seems to us that we're seeing a great big world and all kinds of changes that are occurring in it. Also, not this spiritual world, but also this corporate world, but also the spiritual world.
What does it mean that they reveal it in the giver himself? Where is it in the giver himself? Because the image himself.
When I feel in the creator, it's like it seems to me like he says it. It's like a father who's playing with his son, and once he makes a funny laughing face, and once he gets kind of angered, seemingly in order to evoke in his son all kinds of responses.
So we discover that the creator projects everything that a person sees, everything is in him. Only the degrees of revelation of a person.
Yes. We need to work on this, and then, because you can't, there's still a lack of perception. Who wanted here? That's it. It's gone. Yes, Levitch.
I'm trying to understand why he wrote it. How does that help us in spiritual advancement if I try to remember?
Why he wrote, I can't say. That's a personal question to him. But if he wrote, we probably need to study this, to think about it, and it could be that from time to time, repeat it and see if we've advanced in it or not, in perception, in understanding.
So there can be a standard for advancement.
He says that everyone with reason should understand it this way.
I also understand it from the second day I've been studying Kabbalah, but it's not in my awareness the whole time. You understand it kind of intellectually.
It will come.
Should we aspire for it? Does it develop you spiritually if you try to be in this kind of perception and this kind of outlook?
If we come to a state in which our perception moves from individual to group, then by that we will be able to get closer to this perception. Okay? Yes.
So he writes that we should be thankful for seeing the world from without, like an imaginary?
Because in us there isn't yet a possibility to grasp it and to give it discernments. And on the outside we can, for the time being, come to some form of knowledge of it.
So we should be thankful that for the time being we...
Yes, we develop by this.
I have more questions, but okay.
Yes.
When a person shifts to the sensation of the ten, it's also inside of him.
Yes.
So what's the difference? Now he feels himself, and basically he sees the world as a mirror of himself.
So that's what I said, that by integrating, incorporating in the ten, we start to understand what he's talking about here. That our whole perception, although it seems to us as being outside, it's actually inside.
So the perception of the ten, it's still an individual perception. One feels it this way, and one may feel it differently or not at all.
Until they connect, and then they become one kli, ten sfirot. And in ten sfirot, there's already a different feeling. There's a common perception there. Yes, there was there a koka?
That polished mirror, what does it show you outside of you? Your relation to things, or what you see, all this images I see outside of me.
It shows me how dispersed I still am. That if I were to connect all my inclinations together, I will see one form. The Kli and the Creator who's dressed in it, and that Kli is all the creatures that are already as components of that same Kli. And we need to learn that from the Ten.
But in a person's development, what changes in his perception of reality?
That he comes from a dispersed kli, a shattered one, to a corrected kli, a unified one.
Fine, but the corporeal images you see, is that also something that changes?
He sees that one force operates in them. The revelation of the Shekhinah in reality.
So, the perception of reality is not a correction on the images, but on seeing that there is one force operating in them. Meaning, if now you see a mess in the world, there'll still be a mess in the world. You'll just have a different relation to it.
No, you won't see a mess.
Why?
Because you'll see how, on the other hand, the Creator is managing everything, and in the way that you're seeing this mess, you also see the general perception and your personal perception that within, inside this mess, one force operates.
So, what is corrected? In relation to what you see, this is what's corrected?
The correction is that you need to bestow to the whole world and to bring them to that perception as well. That only one force operates in everything.
Okay, but does that mandate a change in the images we'll see, or we will see that only one force operates in them?
No, by you constantly, whatever is being revealed in the world, the new shattered forms that are cascading that way till the end of the creation, so you're joining all those shattered new forms to the form of one, the unified one. That's your work. And with that, you need to bring forth to the world as well for them to advance to such a perception.
Is there something in common to the perception of reality of people, or does everyone have his own perception of reality?
Of Kabbalists?
Yes.
It depends on the degrees. Each in his degree. Accordingly, they perceive that there's none else besides him. One force, but it depends on what power, in what kilim, what degree of shattered kilim they can unite the perception. That's in each unique to him. That's what the that's what defines the degree of the Kabbalist. What shattered, corrupted will to receive was revealed in you that you managed to unite.
I'm asking because we always say that on one hand, broken kelim are revealed, and more broken kelim will be revealed all the time. And opposite that, you have to constantly determine that there is none else besides him, and he is good and does good. So determining it, is that regarded as correcting the perception of reality? Because we're not going to change the broken vessels. We don't deal with the broken vessels.
Why? What do you do in the ten?
I work with them on connection.
That's exactly it. You don't understand that every single ten is as the shattered Adam HaRishon that is need to be united, and each will advance in this way, and we will come to the general correction. What do you mean? That's exactly what we do in the ten.
The work on connection in the ten, does it change the perception of reality?
It changes even reality itself, not just the perception of it. It changes the actual reality.
How?
By the fact that reality becomes one. The system, it gets closed, it connects once again to that same Adam HaRishon, like before the shattering, only in addition with the corrected Kelim of Achap.
What is one reality?
Ten whole Sfirot and the Creator in them as the light of Insof.
Right, but is there an expression that you can say that you're going toward closing reality?
Yes.
Toward being one?
Well, how can it be no if you're working in the ten? And every single day you want to come to connection with the new conditions.
We work in the 10, but if I look at this world, I see that the shattering that's revealed is even greater. I don't see that the world is changing.
Correct.
Because of the connection I do in the 10.
Yes.
So where are we changing reality here?
You can't say. Also look at Bala Sulam. What reality he lived in? Worse than ours? The external reality.
Okay, so what is it for him? Well, not just for him, but what is for a Kabbalist?
The shattered vessels are revealed and we need as much as possible to increase the pace of correction.
Broken kelim are revealed, but what is it for him to hold the right perception of reality, that everything is inside of him, etc.?
But that's inside of him, that's personal, it's not general. We need to cause all the souls, all the parts of Adam HaRishon will connect once again to one united system. Yes.
Correcting my perception of reality, does it depend on how much I make others change their perception of reality?
We don't work on the correction of perception of reality. The way it's revealed, it's revealed. We work on connection. You can say that this depends on that, and you're right. But I do not intend to change the perception of reality. I intend to connect between all the shattered pieces of reality that I see before me in the 10, in the world. And then, by me uniting between them, it doesn't matter how the others, for the time being, grasp these things. But the fact that I unite them, by that, I am certainly correcting the perception of reality, mine.
No.
Yes?
What broke is the soul, and this is what needs to be corrected and united. What's the connection between this and a group of animate bodies being together, being nice to each other?
What are you doing? Plastic surgery to be one body?
No, I'm asking with regard to the general soul that has to achieve unity.
Each and every one of us has a will to receive that was disconnected from the other desires, and that's called the shattering. In a simple way. Now, if we come to a state of one man in one heart, we bring back all those desires to one desire, despite the ego that for the time being has been revealed between us, and therefore the connection between us gets strengthened 620 times. And instead of the katnut that Adam HaRishon had before the shattering and the lights of Nefesh Ruach, we come to Gadlut, to Naran Chai, to the light of Yechida. And that's what the Creator wants us to attain.
Should there be an expression of this in the world, in corporeality, like world peace or a global village, or can people start keep fighting or something?
Yes, probably yes.
How do you connect between the soul and those bodies that walk on two legs?
I don't know. That's not my problem. We need to do what's upon us to do. To advertise the wisdom of Kabbalah and to cause all the people in the world to know that in connection, that connection is the salvation. For the time being like that. Otherwise, from day to day, we will feel so bad, especially us, the people of Israel, that we won't be able to survive, not here nor anywhere else. If at one point we thought that the safest place is America, now we're thinking for the time being that the safest place is in Israel, and soon you will discover that you have no place. Not safe and not unsafe at all. No place. Yes, Moshe.
Can you say, for the purpose of explanation, that because of the ego we don't feel the inner connection between us, but for the purpose of the external connection, there is the bodies, there are common feeling, common senses only, because otherwise we wouldn't even detect one another.
Correct, and from that we slowly come to the internal connection.
So the external body, the physical external body exists as a system of connection with other bodies, otherwise I wouldn't detect them. If we existed only in desires, I wouldn't detect that there are others.
Because of the shattering, you identify the souls as bodies, as corporeal bodies, these protein bodies, and you need to work on the connection between them on an emotional level, on a mental level, until you awaken the reforming light and it discloses to you that it's not biological bodies and not an emotional connection, but rather that it's truly the will to receive that is being corrected and connecting to a group of ten sefirot. Yes.
When we work in the ten during the week, during the day, should we keep in our minds an intention that the whole world is included in this act, that it's toward the whole world?
That's how we speak also in every morning lesson, somewhat. We talk about it. That's nothing new. Yes.
When we disseminate, of course, we aim it outward. But I'm talking about every little thing we do. Should I keep it in my mind that besides connecting to those ten, the whole world is in this action?
If it's confusing, then no. Soon it won't confuse. You will see these things as more connecting to one another. Like we talked about this morning, about the connection of tens with that perception of reality. You will hear it again and it will be revealed to you. Where are we?
Page 405 in the writings of Baal HaSulam, volume 1, item 35. Since these matters are at the core of the world, and I fear that the examiner will misperceive them, it is worth my while to trouble further, to bring the golden words of the Zohar itself in these matters and interpret them to the best of my ability. These are his words in his immaculate style. Should one ask, this is a translation from Aramaic, should one ask, it is written, for you saw no image, in the Hebrew. Should one ask, but it is written in the Torah, for you saw no image. So how do we depict names and sefirot in him? He will answer him, we saw this form. He will answer him, I saw this form, as in the words, and the image of the Lord does he behold. This means that the Sefira Malchut, where all the souls and the worlds are rooted, since she is the root of all the Kelim, by way of the ones that receive from her and must acquire Kelim from her. She is considered an image of them, as was said about her, and the image of the Lord does he behold. Even this image, which we name in the Sefira Malchut, is not in her place with respect to herself. We're reading only where it says Hebrew in the brackets. But only when the light of Malchut descends and expands over the people. At that time, it appears to them, to each and every one, according to their own appearance, vision, and imagination, meaning only in the receivers and not at all in the Sefira Malchut herself. This is the meaning of, and by the hand of the prophets have I used similitudes. Because of this, the Creator tells them, although I manifest to you in your forms, in vision and imagination, yet to whom will you liken me, that I should be equal? After all, before the Creator created an image in the world, and before he formed a form, the Creator was unique, formless, and imageless. And one who attains him there, prior to the degree of Bria, which is Bina, where he is beyond any similitude, it is forbidden to ascribe him a form or an image in the world, neither in the letter He nor in the letter Yud, or even call him by the whole name Havaya, or by any letter or dot. This is the meaning of the verse, "For you saw no image." In other words, the verse, "For you saw no image," pertains to the ones rewarded with attaining him above the degree of Bria, which is Bina. This is because there is no form or imagination whatsoever in the two Sfirot, Keter and Chochmah, meaning Kelim and boundaries, as written in item 18. The Kelim begin from the Sfira Bina downward. This is why all the implications in letters, in points, or in the holy names are only from Bina downward. They are also not in the place of the Sfirot themselves, but only with respect to the receivers, as with the Sfira Malchut. Item 36. There seems to be a contradiction in their words. First, they say that the forms extend to the receivers only from the Sfira Malchut, as he says, but only when the light of Malchut descends and expands over the people, which is the meaning of, "And by the hand of the prophets have I used similitudes." But here it says that the forms extend to the receivers from Bina down, meaning from Bina downwards. The thing is that indeed the form and the similitude extend only from Bchinat Dalet, which is Malchut. From her, the Kelim extend to the place of the receivers, and not at all from the first nine Sfirot, which are Keter, Chochmah, Binah, and Tiferet, as it is written in the preface of the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Yet the association of the quality of judgment with mercy was made in the world of Tikkun. This means that he raised the Sfira Malchut, considered the quality of judgment, and brought it into the Sfira Bina, regarded as the quality of mercy. Hence, from that time on, the Kelim of Malchut have become rooted in the Sfira Bina, as he says here. For this reason, the Zohar begins to speak from the actual root of the images, which are the Kelim. It says that they are in Malchut, and then it says that they are in Bria, because of the association that became the world of correction. Our sages also said, in the beginning, the Creator created the world in the quality of judgment. He saw that the world cannot exist. He associated with it the quality of mercy. Know that the ten Sfirot Kachabtum have many appellations in the Book of Zohar, according to their manifold functions. When they are called Keter, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, their function is to distinguish between the anterior Kelim, called Keter and Atzilut, meaning Keter and Chochmah, and the posterior Kelim, called Bina, Yetzira, and Asiya, meaning Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut. This discernment emerges in them by the association of the quality of judgment with the quality of mercy, as it is written in the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, item 183. The Zohar wishes to insinuate the matter of the association of Malchut in Bina. Hence the Zohar calls the Sfira Bina by the name Bria. This is so because prior to that association, there was no image or form in Bina, even with respect to the receivers, but only in Malchut.
Okay, he is kind of like spinning us here a little, the matters, so that we will agree with the changes in the language in the Zohar and also in general in the Kabbalistic writings. But that's not what's important. He already came down from the whole explanation of perception of reality here. He can't explain anymore. It all depends on the development of the kelim, of the reader, of the person. Yes, Chaim.
What is this thing called brokenheartedness?
A broken heart?
I don't know what it is.
Like they say that there's nothing more whole than a broken heart.
They say it.
Where the creature doesn't agree with the Creator. He's not wholehearted with
it. There has to be some connection so they disagree.
That's already... Why do you want to get into that? Let's not...
Because only with a broken heart can you discover this force, right?
Maybe it's written in some place and then we have to get into that matter. Well, what are you, just like that, to take some verse and start now to scrutinize it? Let's continue. Dudi.
Item 37. It continues there. After it made that form of the Merkava, chariot or structure of the upper Adam, it descended and clothed there. It is named in it in the form of the four letters Havaya, meaning the 10 Sfirot Kahaptum. This is because the tip of the Yud is Keter, Yud is Chokhmah, He is Bina, Vav is Tiferet, and the last He is Malchut. So they would attain him through his attributes, meaning the Sfirot, in every single attribute in him.
Meaning in accordance to accordance of form, if we build within us the image of the Creator, it's considered that we attained him. But according to what we build, meaning we ourselves within us compose a certain system, and that system we call Bore, come and see. Only in such a way we can attain it.
Item 38. Explanation of the matters. From Beria on, meaning from Bina, after it had been associated with the quality of judgment, which is Malchut, the images and the forms extend to the receivers, which are the souls. Though not in her own place, but only in the place of the receivers. He says that at that time he made the form of the Merkava of the upper Adam and descended and clothed in the form of this man. In other words, the whole form of man in his 613 kelim extends from the kelim of the soul. Since the soul has 613 kelim called 248 organs and 365 spiritual tendons, divided into five divisions according to the four letters Havaya and the tip of the Yud. One, her Rosh is considered Keter. Two, from Peh to Chazeh, it is Chokhmah. Three, from Chazeh to Tabur, it is Bina. Four, from Tabur to Siyum Raglin, it is the two Sfirot, Tiferet and Malchut. Accordingly, the Torah as a whole is considered Patsuf Adam, pertaining to the 248 mitzvot, commandments, to do, corresponding to the 248 organs and the 365 mitzvot not to do.
In those same ten sefirot, the way he divides it.
It contains five divisions, which are the five books of Moses, called the image of the Merkava of the upper Adam, meaning Adam of Bria, which is Bina, from which the Kelim begin to extend to the place of the souls. He is called upper Adam because there are three qualities of Adam in the Sfirot: Adam of Bria, Adam of Yetzira, and Adam of Asiya. However, in Keter and Chokhmah, there is no similitude at all that could be named by some letter and dot or by the four letters Havaya, since there it speaks of the world of Bria. It makes the precision of saying Upper Adam. At the same time, you must always remember the words of the Zohar that these images are not in the place of the Sfirot, Binah, Tiferet, and Malchut, but only in the place of the receivers. Yet, because these Sfirot dispense from those Kelim and Levushim, so they would know him in his qualities, so the souls would attain him through the lights that extends to them by measure and bound and boundary according to their 613 organs. We therefore call the givers by the name Adam as well, although there they are merely in the form of the white color. See item 8.
Meaning you have the internality, which is Adam, which is divided according to those parts like the Kelim, the Havaya, and man, Adam, dresses inside that Havaya. A part above, a part below, 613, 365, 248, and so on. That's clear, yes? Those parts in the soul. You're silent, I don't know. We learned, we read this many times. What's going on today? Yes, Moshi.
How should I understand it? There are kelim in order to bestow, in order to receive. What?
He's telling you that there are 10 sfirot, havaya. This havaya is divided and altogether becomes a great reality. And this reality is all called Adam, according to its final state, in which this reality, this system, needs to be similar, doma, to the Creator. The reality is Keter Chochma Bina Zeran Pin Malchut, five parts. Therefore, the light that dresses in those five parts is called the five parts of the Torah, the Pentateuch. And in those parts, you have vessel, parts that are bestowed and parts of reception. Galgalta in Enayim and Achap. The main thing is Bria Yetzirah Siya, where it's vessels of reception that need to be corrected. Therefore, you have the vessels of Galgalta in Enayim and vessels of Achap. And more, all that we've learned about all the time.
So it's just a language. You can say sfirot, or you can say tendons and organs. It's just a different terminology.
Yes. Why is it important? Why is that important? We also learned in the Bechar Kavanot, also Mocha, Atzamot Kidim, Basarano, root, soul, body, hall, skin. It's all five parts. Okay.
What's the difference between 365 and 248?
Above the chazeh and below the chazeh. 248 organs above the chazeh and 365 kelim below the chazeh. Vessels of reception and vessels of bestowal. The commandments of you shall do and commands that you shall not do.
So not to do means you can't use them?
No, you can use them only, but in to receive in order to bestow, which is heavy kilim, the will to receive, which receive in order to bestow, that's not simple. But in vessels of the Ramach, of the 248, it's vessels that belong to Keter Chochma and the upper three of Binah, there's no will to receive in practice there. It's all just the light of Chasadim. Okay? Yes.
Concerning vessels of reception, it's not clear how in spirituality there are vessels of reception. In this world, what we have in this world is not regarded as vessels of reception?
Wait, how's that? What are you... What's in this world? We're not talking about this world here.
Wait, the reality I see, is it Kelim at all, or maybe it's not Kelim?
The imaginary one.
Imaginary, so it's not Kelim at all?
No. we don't relate to it. That's the bodily protein existence. It's the imaginary world. We don't need to do corrections in it. But rather, in the connection between, you could say, people. But when you start to work on them, you see that it's not people that you're connecting, but rather the will to receive, which is revealed in them. Yes.
Does the connection between people create kelim, or does it not create kelim?
Yes.
So only the connection between people is kelim?
To the extent in which you start engaging in connection, let's say inside the 10, then kelim are revealed to you that are shattered. Before that, no. The shattered vessels are vessels that resist connection. To the extent in which you go to connect between them, you start to see your true nature, which is the ego. Prior to that, it's not the ego. Prior to that, it's just being a beast. What's happening all over the world? That's why it's written they're all similar to animals. Just when you truly go to connect between everyone in the will to receive that is directed to the Creator, here you start to see how much you don't want, how much you're running from this, and so on. That is revealed to you. That's where it reveals your true nature.
The resistance for connection that is revealed, is that vessels of reception, or is that also not vessels of reception?
The resistance to connection that is revealed is already the shattered kelim.
And the broken vessels are not vessels of reception.
Yes, of reception. But there is still such that they're very small, very pure.
So what's the difference between the broken kelim that are revealed and the kelim in Bia, which are called vessels of reception?
That you're not yet on the level of connection, where kelim of the worlds of Bia are revealed to you. You are still discovering the resistance to connection in general. Meaning even before you enter the worlds of Bia.
What I'm not perceiving in the verses of reception in spirituality, it's already spirituality, so how is there not bestowal yet there?
What spirituality? It's still resistance to connection.
There is no spirituality in the worlds of Bia?
Yes, certainly there is, but you're not in it yet, because Bia is already with the Masach.
Clear, but I'm asking about the principle in Bia. There are vessels of reception, but is there an ability to bestow there? But is it only vessels of reception?
In Bia, vessels of bestowal are revealed to you first that you correct, and then when you want to work with the vessels of reception in order to bestow, then you're already raising yourself to Atzilut.
So, spirituality begins in Bia, or does it begin in Atzilut? Where do you begin to bestow?
To bestow in Bia. To receive in order to bestow in Atzilut.
Ken.
Yes.
A question from Israel. How do we help others advance to the corrected Kli? Is it with our prayer or with our effort to depict the right perception of reality?
We disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah as the method of correction, such that the world without connection that the wisdom of Kabbalah talks about is advancing once again to an explosion, to a crisis that is very unwanted, in short. Well,
I think he's asking if it's in our prayer or in our effort to create the right perception of reality.
We don't bring to the world the right perception of reality. That's far from them, and they're not worried about that. We bring the world the method of salvation from problems that are being revealed already to the world, and we say that by connection we can invert the bad into good. That instead of problems, we will be able to pass them in a calmer, more silent, easy way. That's it. That's our explanation. We don't need more than that. Don't start talking about the upper world and all kinds of things that you attain. The form of the soul. Those are things that are not worthwhile to start with because they're so far from it.
Another question. Does each of us form a mini structure of Adam Rishon and all the kelim are inside of him?
No, every 10 is like that. Every 10 is like a mini mold of Adam Rishon. And then more and more we connect between us until the complete whole Adam Rishon. That's why it's called the end, the complete Gemara Tikkun, the complete end of correction. But we start with those small things, meaning Adam Rishon in smaller dimensions, like in every 10. But when we reveal in the 10, we can reveal there all the details that are in the general Kli as well. That's how we learn. From the small demonstration to the whole picture. Okay?
No.
Well?
Can I ask how the 10 acts on the polished mirror?
No. I can just tell you that to the extent in which we get closer together to being in a 10, truly, and start seeing us belonging to one, then our perception of reality changes. That's it. Into any more details than that, you will just see out of experience, out of revelation. But over there, in our connection, in the center of the 10, we will discover how much this perception of reality of ours is false, and how we come to the true reality because we're assembling the Havaya and the connection between us. And then we see the truth. That's it, yes? Let's go, yes?
Does the 10 have a common perception of reality?
Yes.
What is common?
And constantly, each and every one wants to connect the perception of reality to one. More and more. And each time it changes, and each time we do correction.
And the individuals in the 10, they also have their own perception of reality in addition to the common one?
Only as a deviation from the common perception, which is revealed each time in each of us. And then each works in order to complement, to cross his perception together with the general one.
My deviation from my personal perception of reality is a deviation from the general perception of reality?
Yes.
So what is the common perception of reality of the 10?
Havaya.
Which means what?
You'll reveal it. You'll reveal what it says. It says that you need to reveal the one connection, and in the one connection, one form, one upper force that operates on everyone as one. That's it. Let's go.
Page 408 in the writings of Bala Sulam, volume 1, item 39. It should not be puzzling for you, since the four letters Havaya and the tip of the Yud are five Kelim, since the Kelim are always called letters, and they are the Sfirot Kachabtum. Thus, it is clear that there are Kelim in Keter and Chokhmah as well, implied by the tip of the Yud and the Yud of Havaya. The thing is that the similitudes and the attributes it speaks of, which are the Kelim, begin from Briah downward, meaning only in the three Sfirot, Binah, Tiferet, and Malchut, and not in Keter and Chochmah, meaning from the perspective of the essence of the Sfirot. Yet, it is known that the Sfirot are integrated in one another. There are 10 Sfirot, Kachabtum, in Keter, Kachabtum in Chokhmah, Kachabtum in Bina, as well as in Tiferet and in Malchut. Accordingly, you find that the three Sfirot, Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut, that the Kelim come from, are found in each of the five Sfirot Kachabtum. Now you see that the tip of the Yud, which is the Kelim of Keter, indicate Bina and Tum that are included in Keter. The Yud of Havayah, which is a Kli of Chokhmah, indicates Bina and Tum included in Chokhmah. Thus, the Keter and Chokhmah included even in Bina and Zon do not have Kelim, and in Bina and Tum included even in Keter and Chokhmah, there are Kelim. In this respect, there really are five qualities of Adam. The Bina and Tum in all five Sfirot dispense in the form of the Merkava of Adam. For this reason, there is one Adam in the quality of Keter, called Adam Kadmon, and there is two Adam in the quality of Chokhmah, called Adam of Atzilut. Three, there is Adam in the quality of Bina, called Adam of Bria. Four, Adam in the quality of Tiferet, called Adam of Yetzirah. And five, Adam in the quality of Malchut, called Adam of Asiya.
Altogether, he's dividing all five worlds to five forms of Adam.
Item 40. He named himself Kel, Elohim, Shadi, Tzvakot, and Ekia, so that every single attribute in him would be known. The 10 names in the Torah that are not to be erased pertain to the 10 Sfirot, as it is written in the Zohar, Vayikra. 1. The Sfira Keter is called Ekia. 2. The Sfira Chokhmah is called Yudkei. 3. The Sfira Bina is called Havaya, punctuated Elohim. 4. The Sfira Chesed is called Kel. 5. The Sfira Gvura is called Elohim. 6. The Sfira Tiferet is called Havaya. 7. The two Sfirot, Netzach and Hod, are called Tzvakot. 8. The Sfira Yesod is called Kel Chai. 9. The Sfira Malchut is called Adni.
Well, this is simply these words, these names in the Zohar. It's altogether one of the introductions to the book of Zohar. That's how they're used in the Zohar.
Item 41. Had his light not expanded on all creations by seemingly clothing in those holy Sfirot, how would the creatures come to know him? And how would they keep the verse, the whole earth is full of his glory?
Meaning the Sfirot is what connects between the Creator and the creatures.
In other words, by this it explains the godly desire to appear to the souls as if all these changes in the Sfirot are in him. It is in order to give the souls room for sufficient knowledge and attainment in him, for then the verse, the whole earth is full of his glory, shall come true, as was said above in item 33.
And
item 42. Yet, woe unto one who ascribes any measure to him. Who would say that there is a measure in him for himself, even in these spiritual measures by which he appears to the souls? It is all the more so in the corporeal measures of the human nature, which are made of dust and are transitory and worthless. As we have said above in item 34, although it is a godly wish for the souls to see that the changes in them are in the giver, it should nonetheless be clear to the souls that there is no change or measure in him whatsoever. It is only a godly wish that they will imagine so. As it is written, and by the hand of the prophets have I used similitudes.
Just like we were talking about the polished mirror. Just as we see the world inside of us, we also discover the Creator seemingly, but it's all within us.
And should they err in that, woe unto them, for they will instantly lose the godly abundance. It is even more so with the fools who ascribe to him some incident of the transitory, worthless flesh and blood incidents. It would benefit the reader to learn all the rest of this Zohar, which explains the matter of the ten Sefirot and the three worlds Bia, as this is not the place to elaborate further.
That is the foreword to the Book of Zohar. Okay, what do you want to ask? Well, Vlad, as usual, in every place. Well, ask.
What is bestowal in the worlds of Bia?
In the worlds of Bia, bestowal is by the worlds that are, the souls that are in the world of Bia, rise to Atzilut. Because true bestowal, receiving in order to bestow as much as possible, is possible only in the world of Atzilut. And to bestow in order to bestow is not correction nor bestowal. It's the correction that precedes bestowal, katnut. Therefore, all the souls that are in the worlds of Bia are obligated to rise to the world of Atzilut if they're capable of bestowing. And only while they're in Atzilut, they can bestow.
Are there acts of bestowal in the Ten?
In the Ten, there are acts of bestowal to start with. Even here, you can start now to the extent in which you concede each his ego and to the extent in which you grow the greatness of the Creator in your eyes, you already are in bestowal.
What is acts of bestowal in the Ten? How can we get by what we do to real connection?
To the extent in which one lowers himself towards the friends in order to get closer to the Creator, to be similar to the Creator, that's already an act of bestowal. What you do towards the friends, eventually what you're doing is operating towards the Creator. Yes.
So how do you lower yourself? What does it mean to lower yourself toward the friends so that you get the measures of connection?
What, should I give you examples? I don't understand.
Yes, examples. How do we do it in our work? How do we advance toward acts of bestowal in the Ten, toward real connection?
I take upon myself all kinds of if it's vows, commitments that I will show myself to the others, to my friends in the Ten, as a person who's burned on connection, just constantly caring for connection, and I'm constantly showing them an example of how a person who wants to come to connection has to express himself, show himself, appear, and so on and so forth. We don't have anything but connection. We talked about this. We did. So what are you asking?
I'm asking what acts of bestowal. How can we really...
There are no acts of bestowal other than me eventually praying for the friends. That's a true act of bestowal, because only by that I can benefit my ten. Only by me praying, turning to the Creator for them, to connect between everyone and show us the correct form of work in order to bestow. Only through that request.
This is what we learned now about the prayer. We have to come to it.
Okay, yes, so what? That's why I don't understand what you're asking.
How do you get to this prayer? Because you begin with...
That's why we have the prayer prior to the prayer. If everyone holds each other and awaken through envy, lust, and honor, if each and every one of us shows the others and makes sure that the others will be that way too, then you will see how much in this arvut it's very easy to attain. So stop hearing and start implementing.
Ken Lor.
Yes, Leo.
When we teach, actually when we learn as well, we say that the soul of Adam HaRishon was created in the world of Atzilut, and the whole process of correction is to go back and correct the soul of Adam HaRishon that broke. How do you arrange that in regard to what he says here, that everything happens in the world of Bia, and Atzilut we don't attain anything?
Why don't we attain anything?
That's what he writes here.
No, the souls rise to Atzilut. Arichanpin of Atzilut is the place of the Gemar Tikkun of the end of correction.
And what does it mean that the soul of Adam HaRishon was created in the world of Atzilut? How can you explain it with relation to what he writes here? So the process of the end of the process, I understand. Souls of Bia rise to Atzilut, and then through Bia, they attain Atzilut. If I understand correctly, not Atzilut itself.
Yes.
But even before everything begins, he says the world of Adam, the soul of Adam HaRishon was created in Atzilut.
Yes. Because it's Galgalta Enayim, it's vessels of bestowal. He was born circumcised. So he's in Atzilut. Atzilut is Galgalta Enayim. The words of Bria Yetziasia is Ozen Chotem Pe, Achap. Therefore, Adam HaRishon was born in the world of Atzilut. He was born circumcised without any connection to the worlds of Bia, without any connection to them. And when he wanted to join to him the vessels of reception, when he wanted to go to the end of correction, he shattered, and the vessels of reception entered his whole Galgalta Enayims, and all those Kelim shattered. The connection shattered between all those Kelim, and then we need to correct it.
למה בעצם כשאנחנו מתקנים את נשמת אדם הראשון שנשברה, למה לא משיגים את עולם האצילות כמו שהוא, את נשמת אדם הראשון בעולם
האצילות? אנחנו אף עולם.
Why don't we attain the world as it is?
We don't attain any world. We attain everything through the souls.
Okay, understood that by what was written here, but I'm asking, after you correct... Well, how do I say it? In Gemar Tikkun, when all parts of the shattered soul connect together.
Yes.
Why is the attainment still from Olamot Bia and not Atzilut itself?
I don't know what actually happens in the end of correction. It's not written about that. It's not written. It's a correction upon Malchut herself. It's not that she's connected to vessels of bestowal, but on Malchut herself. It's not written about that. That's Rav Pali Mekabtzei El. It's some upper light that couples with the Masach that stands on Prinat Dalet itself. And then, certainly the upper light operates from one end to the other. It's not the world of Atzilut already. We need to reach Gar HaVatzilut. But actually, in the Zivug, of Rav Pa'alim Mekatzel, all the Kelim of all the worlds are connected to one Havaya, which comes back to the Havaya of Ein Sof.
But it wasn't written about any zivug. It's written in such a way, but not in a way that it's not too elaborated there. Is that okay? Yeah.
In the previous letters, if I understood correctly, it says that there are images of the Creator formed in man that develop, and he thinks that the changes are in the Creator himself.
Yeah.
So in the spiritual work, there is an inner image you need to form of the Creator.
Man himself starts resembling Havaya. And then in the Adam itself, it seems that way.
So what does it mean, don't make yourself an idol? When are you allowed to have an inner image of the Creator, and when are you not allowed to?
It's not allowed to or not allowed to. It's if a person organizes himself, that's his form. So he himself is in that Avaya. He's in the 10 Sefirot. And then the name of the name is upon you.
So what does it mean, don't make yourself an idol or an image?
It's not an idol. You really attain the 10 Sefirot in a certain filling. And the whole Avaya, where are they writing all this from? Avaya, fulfillments, everything from attainment.
So what is this prohibition? What is prohibited to do?
That if you don't attain, you can't. You're not allowed to, only from attainment.
If I don't attain, then I don't attain. What does it mean that I'm prohibited to do it?
That you shouldn't imagine stuff.
We say that you don't attain the Creator, but you attain His greatness. So that's confusing again.
It disappears. You need to search for it. We talked about it yesterday, 2 days ago, the last few days we've been talking about this, that we are filled not from me attaining my beloved, but from attaining my yearning towards him. That's it. No, I don't want to, it won't help you. Try and go deeper in this, and then see what's written. We have to invest and discover. Rabash, you wouldn't hear even, I don't know what, 1% of what you hear over here. It just stops you. Okay. What are we doing next? Question for Khadera. Okay, Khadera.
I'd like to, if you can elaborate about the matter of envy, lust, and honor.
Where did he write? What is he reading from? Mister, you don't elaborate on anything. You have to go to what we've studied and repeat it a few times. And afterwards, you say, this and this is written. I'm asking about this and that. Only in that way I can take a question. You can't just be in first grade all the time. No. I'm sorry. You won't learn anything in this way.
Thank you.
Try, and I'm waiting for your question. No more questions, so what are we learning next?
Building the future society.
Yeah, an hour and a half. Well, let's see. Okay.
Hamda, Hamda, Libi, Mechusana, Ve'Allah, Titalem.